UNITY, a potential rainy weekend forecast did not dampen the celebration of Unity Western Day's 40th anniversary. At the kickoff banquet and social held at the Unity Agroplex, June 2, Terry Smith, UWD committee member, related the history of the past 40 years and said the committee chose to give back to the community that supports them to acknowledge the milestone. $40,000 was donated to 8 different organizations. Unity Gymnastics Club, Unity and District Heritage Museum, Unity 4-H Club, Unity Lions Club, and the Town of Unity to be put towards lights on the walking paths, as well as Unity Composite High School, Unity Public School, and St. Peter's School all received $5,000. This isn't the first time the UWD committee has given back, as they have donated to healthcare and community programs as well as the Ag Society to help purchase various items to benefit the hall. Smith invited the former president of the Unity Kin Club to speak, as he partnered with John Gilbert, also a Kinsman member, who served as the first rodeo committee president. "The first year, we had snow," Fuster said. "We used to barbecue out of the back of a half-ton truck. We hauled in all the bleachers and we brought the chutes from North Battleford. The Kinsmen worked around the clock through rodeo weekend, manning the events, the dance, set up and clean up and everything in between. The only way for this four-decade event to continue is for new volunteers to come forward," Fuster said. Smith reminded those in attendance to look at their event poster and think of those sponsors and support them, as they are one of the keys to the longevity of the event. MLA Ryan Domoter was in attendance and spoke briefly, saying that while a lot has changed over the 40-year history of Unity Western Days, some things remain the same year after year. The spirit of volunteerism, sense of community, and celebration of our Western heritage. "Events like this don't happen without hardworking volunteers like yourselves. This province is known for its volunteerism. In fact, it's estimated that 1 in 3 people in Saskatchewan volunteer in some way, shape, or form," adds Domoter. Domoter reminded everyone in attendance to enjoy the weekend and take the opportunity to reflect upon the positive impact the event has had on the community. Following the program, people were invited to stay and enjoy the local musical talents of Dan Wilgenbush, Dave Weber, Jason Keller, and Owen Keller. 2 more days of activity include a community parade, 2 rodeo performances, a pancake breakfast, and a cowboy church service, as well as a fly-in event at the airport.